Hello, and welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm Sharmila Molly. I'm a self-love expert, an intuitive healer, and also your hostess for this podcast. You are about to hear inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence, maintaining self-love, and sanity as we answer the calling of being a healer and running a business. I would really appreciate it if you could help me grow this podcast by telling others about it and by becoming a patron by donating monthly or giving a generous one-time donation. When you donate, it lets me know that you love what I'm doing, and by donating, you are supporting me, a healer running a small business. You can find the PayPal link on theconfidenthealer.net and in every show note. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Confident Healer. This is season 3. Hello, hello, hello. How have you been? Thank you so much for being here. I missed you guys so much. I'm glad to be sitting here in front of the mic. So let's get going. So I'm kicking off this season 3 with the Ask the Akashic Records series. And so this is where I'm opening the records of the founders of the Akashic Records. I put this out on social media, asked friends and clients and to give me questions that they'd like answers to. And so I've already done the reading. So I'm going to be, I did the reading the day before. And so I'm reading it off my notebook. So let's get started. Okay. So the first question is, and again, these are not my questions. I will let you know. I do have a question that I did ask, but these first few are not mine. So this person asked, who have I become? And the answer is from the founders of the Akashic Records, a person of great understanding, someone who is looking behind the veils of humanity, someone that seeks to understand why people suffer and how to remove it. To understand and see through the veils that people hide behind to see their true intentions, to be able to trust them. Okay, I think that I read that weird. Okay, let me read that sentence again. To understand and see through the veils that people hide behind to see their true intentions, to be able to trust them. Someone to have meaningful relationships with people that also want to help others. So what I got from that is, so you have become someone who wants to have meaningful relationships with people that also want to help others. So a like-minded tribe of people that love to help other people. And it didn't specify what capacity. Once you have this gift, you will grow and become someone else. Just have patience. Your growth as a soul is fast, yet to integrate takes time. And then this is the second question from the same person. What is causing me to feel so neutral? And it's interesting because they will often do this in the reading. It'll tie back into the first question. So the answer to that question is same person. What is causing me to feel so neutral? And they answered, not having the patience to understand. Again, it's integrating information and figuring out if it or how it fits into your life. The impatience makes you feel overwhelmed and numb. You don't have to do anything. Neutrality also is a place of balance, a place to see a different perspective. It's a different pace, but it doesn't mean apathy. It just is something new. And it pushes you into the space of neutrality. And it meaning it and in impatience. Impatience pushes you into this space of neutrality. A place of neutrality gives you a choice, overwhelm, perspective, and clarity. Okay, so the next question is, why was Cooper brought into my life? So Cooper was brought into your life to bring in some fresh energy, another expression of your love, a commitment to yourself, and push past stagnant, cooped up energy. They have that sense of humor. Get it? Coop, Cooper. Cooper brings your creativity to another level. He brings out dormant creative energies, bringing unexpected challenges that tears open the hole where you cooped up your energy. Somebody asked, do my parents respect my decision? And they answered, though they may have not been able to express themselves to you, they had a lot of pride and judgment, and that prevented them from telling you, you are perfect, and they loved you so much it scared them. Your presence was their shining light, and though they meant well to use their love to push you past their own limitations, they have and will always be proud of you. You are a beautiful man. You are more than they could have hoped for. They apologize for how they were. They did the best to their ability. Your life shines so brightly on them, and they are beyond proud and happy. They couldn't see this when they were alive as your parents. So when I was doing this reading for this particular question, it stalled for a long time, and I was getting really emotional because I just thought that was so beautiful when they said, when the founders said that your parents had a lot of pride and judgment, and that they prevented, and that prevented them from telling you that you're perfect. So I started tearing up, and then I'm just giving you this information to this person who asked this question, that it was, I don't know, it made me very emotional. It was, it took a while to get to complete the answer. And so I just wanted to go back and read this one sentence that, that the founder said, your presence was their shining, your presence was your parents' shining light. And though they meant well to use their love to push you past their limitations. So they loved you and wanted to push you past their own limitations. The next question is, what will bring me the most peace and fulfillment? And so this person wanted to know what would bring them the most peace and fulfillment. And the answer is releasing regrets, disappointments, because it measured a very limiting and competitive way. Stop comparing yourself to others, having gratitude for the things that you have. You forgot that you were powerful. You choose peace. You keep telling yourself that you have to earn it, and you think you don't deserve it. Teaching gives you a lot of fulfillment. You get to share your gifts and pass that on to someone else. Empowering others empowers you. You always feel so fulfilled and at peace. You must write a list of all the things you love to do and to remember what your talents and gifts are. Somebody asked this question, what can I do to attract more individual clientele? And they responded, videos, ads that address a specific problem that you help people with. Do you work with mostly pregnant people and their low back pain? Then make educational videos about that. That's what they're saying. You could teach couples simple massage techniques, like a workshop, offer a package like a four massage pack and plus private yoga for X amount of money. Some effort and consistency will go a long way. Any in-person demos you can do, they're asking, like art fairs, set it up as like $20 for 15 minutes for a specific area. And they were suggesting like upper back and neck, et cetera, things like that. And then this is my question. What is going on with my back? So since I think the summer, I've had this weird issue with my low back pain, where like I would get up and like I couldn't straighten up right away. Oh, and And walking around town, for like after 5 minutes, I'd be like wincing in pain because my the spinae erectors, the muscles that are around your spine, were I was having these small spasms while I was walking, you know, just like, you know, just like those tiny little waves, little spasms of pain, like, you know, and while I was walking and I had stopped dancing because I had, you know, to rest my right knee because I had injured it in a dance class back in January. And I was still dancing because, you know, as long as I wore a knee brace, it was fine. And then I guess it just, you know, not dancing. I think I had stopped going to class in April. So it had been, I don't know, like two, 3 months of not doing anything. So I went to taking like four to 5 hours of dance a week to nothing, becoming a total couch potato. And that started affecting my lower back. And then I got physical therapy for it. And then that ended, I think, like 2 weeks ago. And it's just been really like stretching doesn't help because my muscles are weak. And so when you're stretching a weak muscle, it just kind of snaps back into place and actually makes it worse. So this is why I was asking, what is going on with my back? And here's their answer. Sitting too much has left you weak and worrying about money and a belief of not being able to support yourself has led to the underactivity. You are supported. You have been supporting yourself. So they're reminding me that that I am supported and that I have supported myself. And what was interesting about the belief of not being able to support myself has led to the underactivity. So maybe I shouldn't have stopped taking dance classes for that long of a period of time. I don't know. And then here is another very personal question that I asked. How do I get my debts under control? By seeing them as paid. Look at your budget and see where you can cut corners. See it paid in full. Release it from your back and stop feeling bad and making the debt and make the debt your friend. You view yourself as helpless and weak, and you are not. And so they, you know, while I was doing this reading, that's what was suggesting that, oh, you know, because I feel like I have all this debt now, I feel weak and helpless. And so that is also showing up in my back. Interesting how those two correlate. So blame, shame, fear will not help, and it only adds unnecessary stress and negativity. It's not the end of the world. See and be grateful for money coming in. And so I asked, will you help me? And they said, of course, trust that we will come through for you. So you heard it here, folks. The founders of the Akashic Records said that they would come through to me. So my debt's going to be eliminated. I'm going to be watching and waiting and making that happen. So thank you, founders of the Akashic Record, for helping me clear my credit card debt. Okay, I'm going to add one more question to this, and I'm going to do this live right now. So the question is, where should our next moving location be? And this came in from Instagram. So they're saying, we're going to throw this question back at you. Where do you feel good in your body? Where do you feel like would be a good place for you to be comfortable in your body? And they're saying it's somewhere definitely warm, because they're saying you don't have a problem meeting people, making friends. It's just a matter of where you feel comfortable. And they're saying someplace not too arid of a climate. Someplace that's a little bit moist, someplace where you're less likely to have less allergies, which is, I'm this is me speaking. I'm like, where would you not have allergies? It's just kind of hard to not be allergic to things floating around, blooming around. But they're saying no. They're saying no. There's places in the country where she would feel more comfortable, and that would be have less of an effect on her body of having allergic reactions to her environment, and that she could research certain places that she had in mind and look up the climate, see what grows there, and see what would be the least aggravating for her in terms of her allergies. But also just like just being not just, it's not just an allergic thing. It's just if you are an allergy, not just moving someplace for allergies, but also to remember like how you, where you feel really comfortable, you know, temperature wise, how your body responds to the energy of the town or city. Yeah, that's all I'm getting for that one. Okay, so those are all the questions for this week. If you have any questions or suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the Confident Healer podcast, please feel free to email me at info@ohireiki.com. Thank you so much for listening today, and we will see you next time. Big hugs. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? One, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it. And two, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show, and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location, theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.